What I was saying, I was seeing something on Twitter right now that's some guy or something, he's throwing his girl out, not his girl, but someone he's dating.
Yeah.
On their second date to a dam. But everyone's up in arms about it by the looks of it. Being like, why are you flying her out? But really and truly, it's probably a Ryanair flight or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, do you think you're saying like, damn?
In this climate, of course it's a Ryanair flight, bro.
The same dams, like, but it's not like sometimes you can fly out to like dam for better cheap, isn't
it?
Like,
yeah, we did it.
Ryanair £5 flight there, and what, maybe £15 back. It's not that.
You
probably spend that on a nice meal out anyways in the UK.
Less than 100, was it the flight?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, probably is less than 100.
You know what it is for me? It's principle for me personally.
Yeah, 100%.
I wouldn't
bro.
Do it, even if it was like £5 flights. I wouldn't fly someone out on a second date.
Second date?
Yeah.
Just.
I don't even know you. I don't even know your second name.
You know what it is?
Second date. I don't know your second name, bro.
It's her that's shouting it as well. Like, she's the one that's...
She's the one...
She's the one that's tweeting it. He hasn't tweeted it. She's tweeting about, oh, yeah, he's flying me out. Yeah. So, obviously, that's what I'm saying. Is she saying
he's flying me out, or, oh, he's flying me out? That's the thing.
I don't know.
Either way, why are you saying it?
But, like, you know what I'm saying? If that goes...
Just leave shit in peace.
If that goes wrong, she's going to be like, oh... But then, my man flew me out. Look at this dick, and I got a free holiday.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? On a second date, I'd wait until.
I feel like once you break up with someone, and it goes bad,
I'm flying.
You're either a stingy nigga.
I'm flying anywhere with anyone. It's like we've got to pass that 3-4 month threshold term before I say
I think it's even longer than that for me, isn't it? Like, I don't know. It depends how we.
If you're spending if you're with someone for 3 or 4 months, that's a long time, really.
It's not even.
It can be. Depends. I think.
Well, I remember one time at uni, we were saying like, when would you let your person meet your parents? And then I was like, bare time later. After a year.
Is it a year?
Yeah. Like I saw someone as like, I waited 9 months to meet my mother. Why are you gonna come see her in 2 weeks? And like,
fair enough.
The thing is, if I'm taking you to see my parents, that means I'm serious about you.
100%.
My parents. I'm not bringing every person I'm dating through to my parents. Like, bro, this is. Like,
how embarrassing is it if that doesn't work out?
Yeah.
What then?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
That's my thing.
You know what I'm saying?
But to be fair though, we're saying it's very expensive. What if he's a millionaire? It's not that deep, isn't it? Like, he should be like, cool. They fly out. Like, that's cost
true, but it's still for me it's principle.
Yeah, yeah, same. Like, I wouldn't do it.
But like bare rappers do it and they fly girls out, pipe them.
What's his name? Little TJ.
TJ Blueface Preacher.
That's like a different level. I'm saying like your average, like me, you.
Fair enough.
Normal.
Yeah. But we don't know what my man's on. We don't know what bag he's on.
I'm not doing
at the end of the day.
Even if I was a millionaire on principle, I'd probably be like.
If I was a rapper and there was a girl on the other side of the states, I wanted to come link me. I'm flying out. Well, she's a baddie, innit? You know what I'm saying? Like,
but you think I can't find a baddie on my side of the state?
Mate, clearly you're looking that far because you can't find anyone here, innit? So, you know what I'm saying?
Can't always be the same area.
You've got to spread out.
No, to be fair, we say second.
You've got to spread your seed.
You know them. Like, say, for instance, we've been friends for 5 years. That's not that deep, I don't think. It depends how long they've known each other beforehand.
Yeah, of course. But I feel like...
But if, like, we've just met on Tinder.
He's probably stunning right now, like, trying to... I'm saying so that's why I think.
But I hope she wouldn't post it. Like I wouldn't care if she posted pictures in it because
she
like,
tweeted
somewhere
it.
Else.
She just tweeted being
but
like, he's flying me on a second date.
That's what I'm saying.
She's a Jezzy. She's even a Jezzy for saying that, though. I think. Nah, fam. Big man ting, fam. It's moving mad. Like,
to be fair, to say
what
it,
the fuck like, kind of girl is that anyway, though? You going on Twitter like, oh yeah, he's flying me on my second date.
I hate it.
The fuck.
I wouldn't care if you posted a picture on like Instagram, but you didn't even say, oh, he flew me out with it. You should be like, if you were in a different location, I'm like, right, cool. I don't know why you're there, innit?
The fuck is this brother anyway, fam?
Because basically, everyone's calling him a dickhead now, innit? Because I was like, oh, you don't make it to the third date. Dickhead.
They don't even know who it is, but they're
or
calling
if you
him a dickhead.
To the third date, she's called you a dickhead anyway.
Yeah, she's finessed him out of holiday, like, you know? Because the thing about hotels as well.
Yeah.
And like, and food.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, she's not, I doubt, like, if you're tweeting that, I doubt she's willing to pay anything, innit? Like,
yeah, she's getting paid.
She's definitely that girl's like, I'm not paying until, like, we're in a...
Yeah, word, bro. She didn't even probably work, bro. She just sits in the yard all day.
He's probably taking her to a nice hotel as well, because obviously if you're flying a bit...
You probably go to a rough area.
Yeah. So that's going to be, what, minimum 3 bills.
Depending on how many nights.
Yeah. Then food, nice restaurant, obviously, because you're taking her out there.
Yeah. Honestly, in my mind,
Fuck was the first date, bro? How does he like her so much that he's taking her damn on the second one?
Second date.
No sauce.
Second date.
I think it generally depends how long you know them, innit? Like, if we've been friends for a time, and I've managed you for a better time, and then we've just been friends.
Regardless, I ain't taking you shit, fam. We're going fucking Nando's.
Yeah, I mean, I'm probably not going to do it myself, innit? Like, if that's his case,
no, I'm joking,
like,
that's bad.
That I kind of get what they're doing, but
let me see. She's getting, let me see what the quote tweets are. The original tweet is, this boy is flying me down for our second date.
I said, this boy, that, no.
Yeah, don't settle for less, ladies.
And that's where it's come reading it.
Yeah.
Don't settle for less.
Problem.
She's done to brag, and she's also called him a dickhead. She's basically like,
bare bitterness, you know, like, flight is £5, flight is £49, yeah.
I mean, what the fuck was she expecting, though?
Say £49, yeah, that means you've gone on the internet taking time to...
Yeah, you've got that.
That's petty, isn't it? Because the £49 is a weird price to pull out your ass, isn't it? Like, £5,
you know what it is? You know what it is for mandem as well, like, yeah, fucking, we're all like, oh, nah, because my man's flown her out now, so they're going to be expecting that from everyone else. That's what my problem is.
That's why you got to manage expectations,
isn't it? Ruining the market right now.
You got to manage expectations. She said don't settle for less, though. I'm not selling for more, innit? Like, if that's what you're expecting.
Yeah, you need to expect.
What the fuck did she bring to the table, fam? Pussy.
I'm not
what else is she, what she bringing to the table, bro?
I'll find out one-way tickets, then you're funding the way back at it. I'll fly myself
home first and then see what
she's. Settle for less.
I'll tell her we've got return flights and then I'll be like, rah, return flights failed, isn't it? Like, you paying for this?
This lad's
if she says no, then.
Gimp. Are you not, man?
The fact that she said, oh, this man's throwing me out, girls never settle for less, isn't it? Like, she's come on here to brag. And she basically says she's finessing, isn't it? Like, girls never say that.
Slyly, she's kind of being like, "Oh, this guy's flying me out. Like, this is what I deserve."
She didn't like posting pictures of him. It was this guy.
You know what annoys me about Twitter? Like, people actually think they deserve so much out of life.
It annoys me.
It's like, why do you think you are so like?
Better people.
Like, why do you actually think you're so? No, I'm not saying I'm not trying to drag anyone right now, but or like at anyone. But you know what I'm saying, like. I'm not even trying to at herself, but it's just a bit like.
No, they do.
What do you think?
I'm gonna have my feed. Really done. It's always never settle for less, isn't it? Like
on Instagram, like, you know, like people just like, what have you done to like really? You know what I'm saying,
bro.
Why do you deserve better than someone else?
I don't know, man. It's
Twitter is definitely like that kind of thing, isn't it? Like,
it's definitely good to value, like, know your worth. Do you know what I'm saying? But
yeah, but people know their worth and then they add a couple of
things. It's very excessive. It's getting out of hand. He's getting out of hand.
Whoa.
No, there's knowing your worth and then there's adding tax pressure.
Why would you post? Look at the thing. Why would you do that?
What? Why didn't we have people take pictures of their babies naked? But that's
why
another
would
level,
you post that on Twitter? This is what I'm saying, man. Why would you post this on Twitter?
That's a paedophile's heaven right there. Yeah.
Why
is the cat even there?
Why is the cat doing what he's doing? Why is the parent allowed?
Who's taking a picture of this? My man's... No.
I'm dying.
There's so many things happening about me. This doesn't make any sense.
Chaotic picture. Twitter is funny, man. Honestly, some of the things I see, some of the scandals as well, like ridiculous. I can't hear, but this girl, bigger up in it. She's done her thing, got a free holiday out of it. Yeah.
Bigger up, man.
I'm starting to mad with people finesse.
Pussy must be golden, fam. Pussy must be diamond. Everything in that, fam.
I'm starting to mad when I see people get finesse now and be like, I can see that coming from a mile away.
Corona and that shit, fam.
My man are talking about buzzing off Mandy and Space Cakes last time they were in Dan. Big him up, enjoying. So now they've got a fucking, everyone on the timeline's basically talking about fucking going to Amsterdam. Over one girl tweeting, he's flying out.
And the man's thing is, she might be out there finessing even harder. She might give him a few, like shrooms. Head goes mad. Literally, you know, she's got his card, tap.
I wouldn't be surprised. I would not be surprised.
Yeah, she probably won't even let him beat, bruv. She'll just get him fucked and just chill. And then wait for the flight back. Never shout my man again. Unless he's taking her Spain for the third date or something.
The thing is,
fuck's sake.
Are you going to be mad at her if she finesses? Like, at this point, it's your own fault for doing it.
I don't, honestly, people
there's
like that,
there's situations I see you put yourself into. I'm like, if that person finesses, I'm not going to get her.
Live your movie, innit? Like, do what you want at the end of the day, man. Just that, I ain't living my life like that.
What the Amsterdam thing?
Yeah, like, flying girls out on the second date. It's just mad.
But
yeah.
I don't think I would even do it. That would be a lot for me to go on holiday.
Talk about this for time.
With someone else.
Well, you're even like, what? Fucking taking time off work on the second date.
Oh, shut up. Think about it. No, but they might both might be jobs.
You're risking all.
It's Corona, man. No,
you
might
have a Friday off already.
Ain't nobody working.
Back.
True. But
either way, they've had to coordinate that, because like, you have to know when she's off.
Well, now you've caught COVID for taking off late. on a second date.
No, you shouldn't make it out of London.
That's what I'm saying, like,
no love lost.
And it could get a little bit creepy if you can't even fly back.
But the thing is, yeah, she's bragging about it now, yeah, but I swear if you fly from Holland anyways, you've got to go into 2 weeks quarantine.
Mm.
So she's gassed now, innit, but when she's sitting in the house, 2 weeks by herself.
I mean, we're probably going to be back in quarantine anyway, within like however long we talked about it already. Fucking hell, that photo is so funny. Why would you post a picture of yourself like that on?
For clout.
I find it weird that people's parents took pictures of them naked, innit, like. I can't even
find
out.
Do you not have any pictures naked?
Not as a baby, no.
Unfortunately, I do.
I think I
like in a bathtub and that.
But yeah, like it's.
Nah. But yeah, now thinking back, it's like.
Social, isn't
like
it?
where
no, you're not for socials, but like looking back now, especially like how many like how prolific paedophiles are like.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
stabbing.
Like, they're like
prolific. Prolific, like they're about, bro. They're about, fam. They are about. You seen that bold nonce? All of these men, fam. They're just active, fam. No, I'm panicking now. I'm panicking. No, don't panic. No, I am.
Guys, hilarious. Now, what I want to talk about today was fucking, you know, Caster Semenya, innit? Not being allowed to. I was saying on the way here to you about fucking, what was it? You see Michael Phelps?
Mm.
I told him before, but he has something with him, like, you know, lactic acid. The levels of his lactic acid are like lower than most people's or something, so he can like go, I can't remember what exactly it is, but basically something of his lactic acid levels makes him able to perform at a higher level, and
he doesn't produce as much,
you know, lactic acid.
But I also remember like his wingspan, like, because obviously your arms is like double, it's longer than his body or some shit, like it's like, because obviously isn't that meant to be like the length of your whole body or some shit. Like, either way, like his wingspan is ridiculously big, like his feet are ridiculously big. A natural feature that helps you is not a problem. That's the point.
She's
of porn,
naturally like. Just
that's my point.
Built like a bit bigger, like
yeah,
a bit.
And you know what? Having more testosterone don't make a difference to me. Like, she's got all the female parts. They like the fact that they even tested her, that's embarrassing. Do you know what I mean? Like,
if she was white, she would be chilling right now.
The people that I'm not gonna say it, but the people that I saw complaining, there's one British girl that I saw complaining.
There was one British. She doesn't do it. She doesn't run anymore, but she did. I can't remember her name. She's famous.
The one that took a piss in the street or shit in the pit. I can't remember what her name
is. Is her name Paula Radcliffe?
Yeah,
is that's
that,
the, is that, yeah, the one that shit. She was like chatting bears about Caster Semenya being like, this woman shouldn't be, like, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but like, I'm not even going to lie. It was mainly the white women that were complaining, and that's why she had to get, like, gender tested. Imagine getting gender tested. Like, that's rude.
That is, yeah.
Do you know how rude that is to be like, rah. Or they think you're
there's
mad.
There's three of them. There's three of them that have been banned, I think.
Yeah,
until,
I saw that.
Like,
yeah.
over this.
The only one I knew was Kassim, and I saw it, like, someone posted it. So, yeah, she got gender tested, and then she got testosterone tested or some shit. They just take, like, these pills if she wants to race against them. But the people that are complaining at the back consistently, anyways, isn't it? Like, you're not her competition,
anyway,
innit?
Like, I don't know why they're chatting.
If you were, like, coming second and third, I'd be like, fair enough, maybe you have a bit of a point. But you're coming consistently last, and you're complaining. You're not even in the top 10. Why are you complaining then? You're not. That's her not being there. It's not gonna make you in the top 10 either way.
Fucking haters.
You're coming 20th, but you're now compared. It's unfair.
Same as like Usain Bolt, really. Like, I swear he had like. Obviously, he's taller.
Yeah.
Like, same as saying, oh, because you're taller, now I don't want to race against you because.
Isn't that literally like what sport is, like raw talent?
It's literally who's got that little. They were born with something extra.
Especially something like athletics, where you're like running. Like, that's just raw talent, then. Like, you haven't got like any other equipment.
Exactly.
To, like, obviously,
you're naturally just built. You see the same way as like is it like. Kenyans or like they have, they're just better long distance runners.
Yeah,
or like,
but I think someone was saying this because like the altitudes they train in as well.
What,
they
now
get
they're
used to
they're
like
now they're now going to be made
mean,
to like
come to England.
Yeah, exactly. Because you, yeah.
Do you
so
mean?
What,
like,
at what point does it? Do you know what I mean? It's
I just don't think it should have been a conversation. Anyways, like, why would you ban someone for being naturally talented? Like, she doesn't control her testosterone. Like,
do you know what I want to talk
can't
about?
Can't get mad at her for now.
I want to talk about.
Yeah,
see,
word.
On the way here, we're talking about American sport. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, do you think like it's harder like? Not harder, but do you think they're better athletes over there than athletes here?
Depends on the sport you're talking about.
Like,
but
just in general, like, athletically, I think they do sport better than, like, you know, they
take their
like
sport a lot more
serious
from a young age, do you know what I'm saying?
That,
and no, I really respect that about them over there as well, though. Because, man, like, you're getting scholarships to high schools, you're getting scholarships to colleges.
Like, out in it, so, like, they take it seriously.
100%.
Like, in the UK,
well.
Like, you could be at the same level as Americans, but you're probably not going to get, like, a scholarship to it. Like, a lot of them, that's their scholarship to you.
Barely even get a scholarship, bruv. You just get moved on to college.
I prefer the way they do it there with the whole, like, the whole way they do, you go high school, college, then to the professional level.
That's sick though, because you got time.
Remember, like the Ball Brothers, they were only went to college because like that was the only way in. Like, you know how here, like if you've got talent, they won't be like, "Oh, you go to uni," and then we'll pull you from uni, innit? Because like most of them don't finish their uni degree. Like that's where they have to go to then get noticed.
That's true. So, actually, that's
to be fair, but I suppose like it doesn't really make a difference because they're on scholarship anyway. But then like you still have to maintain your grades at some point. Do you know what I mean? Like, take for instance, I'm really shit at school, but I've got that scholarship.
Yeah, you've got to get the bare minimum, like, C's, and you've got to get, like, a 2.0 GPA or something
For instance, I've only just scraped that to get in, and now I'm struggling.
Yeah, but
like, I'm sick of this.
No, but the thing is, you know, for them them player athletes, student athletes,
they get,
like, people constantly helping them around the court.
And they've got lower grades that they have to hit. Anyway.
Yeah, they've got specific, like, if...
But that's my thing, like, if that's the point, you know they're that good, why waste your time putting them through that? Just...
No, but then you still have to build. Like,
do you lot know?
Yeah, but I'm saying, but like you can do that in like a training camp. Do you know what I mean? Like, no, they have academies, like how you know how they play football. Like,
do you lot know? Good.
But you know, America, everything over there, they monetize it.
Yeah, that's
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They monetize everything.
Colleges have bare money, but you see, you don't know about Adam 22, the guy that does podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that them girls on the other week that were chatting about fucking like bare NBA players.
Yeah.
He was saying like someone like apparently everyone in the US just cheats in their exams. So you see, like at college, like you can probably, if you're a student athlete especially, they're going to turn a blind eye to you to get your grades or something.
Because you're bringing in money for the uni anyways. The scholarship money is
bringing in
anyways.
Do you know how much money they make off these players? Like in college, because they don't pay the college players.
No, they do. You get like a little, if you come in a scholarship,
you don't.
No,
you're not allowed to get paid.
Yeah, I was
going to say, not allowed to get paid.
Like,
you get sponsorship. You get sponsorship deals.
Because I was watching some, I don't know if you don't know, Last Chance You on Netflix.
Yeah.
So one of the brothers there, he was like, he's gone to a D1 school. So that's like a Division I college.
Yeah.
And he's like, they give you like $2,000 a month allowance.
That's different from them paying you a salary.
Fair enough. Like, okay.
Give you a bursary. Do you know what I mean?
Fair enough.
Yeah,
so okay.
You can get paid. But yeah,
in the UK, you get bursaries and stuff.
Like, okay, yeah.
I don't think they're allowed to say like, we'll pay you to play the sport. But like,
Yeah. They don't do that.
Sideline will give you this.
They pay you like money probably to like live.
Yeah. Maintain yourself.
Like,
they
make millions a year off because they pack out stadiums, like the merch.
Like, that's the only thing that confuses me, isn't it? Like, because at uni here, people like putting on TV, like, what the fuck is on TV? But they get behind their people, innit? Like,
the college, they love
people,
that shit.
Even at high school, it's like mad how, like,
100.
It's like how we see football now.
LaMelo Ball versus someone at high school, like,
LeBron
James was coming to watch or something like that. It was like Bronny versus LaMelo or something.
Yeah.
School, like, Birmingham coming to watch.
Yeah. But I don't think that's normal though. I think it's because, like, the whole hype around Ball Brothers, isn't it? Like the two older ones. I don't think that's normal. Like LeBron James, I'm not just rocking up.
Nah, there's a lot. There's a lot of kids, you know. Like, there's a kid that is
Mikey.
Small.
Mikey Williams. Oh, there's another brother. I know that one.
Bear small.
Julian
like,
Newman.
Latino.
Yeah, Julian Newman. That brother. He's a
like,
point guard.
He's
good.
He's not going to make the NBA. He's too small.
Yeah.
But
in the modern day,
how many follow? He's followed by like Drake.
No,
and he gets bare fans coming to watch.
The thing is, I don't think hype's everything in the NBA.
No, but then we say he's not going to make it, but then because you never know, bro.
Yeah, because you think
never know.
If he's short and he's still playing against those tall boys anyways, and he's still making he's making moves. Like,
I personally
I'm not going to begrudge him.
He's smaller than even me.
Is he?
Yeah, he's like small.
I didn't even know he was that
short. Yeah.
But I know he had a 1v1 against LaMelo and he couldn't even get a basket.
That's
like,
what I'm
LaMelo
saying.
LaMelo was just, he would go for the layup. LaMelo just like,
yeah.
Well, it's like me playing against one of you just physically
it.
Because you've got that. Just, you can just stand over
then
me.
Then I think, like,
the ball. Like, it's impossible.
I think it's just a barrier you should get around him. There's bare barriers in sports.
Me, but I know that
obviously, you know, my man's got that in the back of his head 24/7.
Yeah, but I feel like
that's probably why he's struggling, because if you're thinking, like, I'm too short for this, you're going to be like focusing on that.
Bro,
like,
this guy
if you just play the game, innit?
He'll make money off being like a YouTuber or podcast or something like that.
I think that's peak for him, though, innit? Like,
it is, but he's not going to make it. In my opinion, he will not make it, but I don't know basketball well enough, but you know how it is. Let me find his name.
I'd like for him to, you know, because there's not been a short player like that in NBA for a long time.
He's got like nearly a mil. He's got like 700.
He's
followed by like a lot of like.
He's got a picture like next to someone standing next to him. I don't think he.
He's short though. Like, let me try.
Surely like.
He's definitely short.
I mean, even if he's shorter than average, say for instance he's 6 foot, like that's pretty short for a basketball player.
I don't even think he's 6 foot.
That's short for a basketball player.
Yeah, he's not 6 foot.
Yeah, but I'm saying like that's short for a basketball player. 6 foot, in it like.
I'm trying to find a picture of him standing there.
I feel like, you just got to, like, come out of your mindset, innit? Like, you just got to be like, fuck it, I'm here. Like, if you make it that far, innit? Like, if you're good, you're good, innit? Like, 100%. Yeah, it's a bit harder, like, obviously, like, if you're 5'3", you've got to try to throw a ball over, like, a 6'8" man.
He'll make something.
He'll also hands go higher than his head, innit? Like,
he'll get paid, but not a lot. Let me try and find a picture.
No, I kind of get what you mean, actually. Thinking about that. If you're 6 foot eight, yeah, and that's just your height of your head, your hands go taller than that, like, about like 7'2".
What do you want a 5'5" player to do against you in that situation?
5'3", like, he probably won't even chuck it.
Yeah, but how old is my man? He's going to get a growth spurt soon.
I don't think he will.
Yeah. Not Melo Ball's growth spurt was, like...
But this guy is short. Like, I think he's 18 now. He could in the next 2 years, possibly.
Dennis Rodman was 5'10 when he was.
This guy isn't 5'10 though. This guy is like short, like 5'5".
Yeah, but they do grow quite tall. Like I feel like some do have like growth hormones, don't they? Like
100%.
Some you're not like that. I get like you could be tall in it, but like these Americans are very tall. Like here, you're not that tall in it.
He could take them, but I swear, like at a certain.
There's nothing. Like I don't know what they're eating that they're hitting like 6'8".
They take supplements.
I'm saying, fam, it doesn't make sense.
Like, and they have like
surely there's something.
I don't think
I'd
want to be that tall.
They inject their chicken.
Yeah, I think it's a bit too tall.
6'2". I'm 6'2". Like, hey, like. Some things I'm not fucking long.
But 6 foot
on the tube, I'm like
6 foot. You're making the
word. Easy. It's just like
6 foot eight. My neck's breaking.
I'm out of training. You're hitting your head. It's like fucking long. You're
looking self unconscious every minute.
Yeah, but you're gonna be getting that contract 6 foot.
But I feel like if he's got this much.
Who's 6'8"?
I'm saying if you were like in the
but I'm saying like
you got a good chance, isn't it?
Who's 6'8"?
I'm saying hypothetically, if you are 6 foot 8, then you've got.
Oh yeah, 100%. Yeah. Word.
But then, like, they say you can be too... Because remember, like, LiAngelo, like... I can't remember who was saying it, like, oh, he's not built for the NFL. Yeah, they're like, he's more like...
He's like 6'4", 6'5".
Yeah, he's built for the NFL, not like NBA,
He didn't make it, innit?
Are we surprised?
I think he would have something.
I think he would have if he didn't do the thing in China, innit?
Yeah, he tried.
That brought bad press. Like, no school wanted him after that. Like, he got dropped out of UCLA.
Wait, what did he do?
Stole some sunglasses. Designer sunglasses he can afford. That's the maddest part, innit? Like,
he was acting out, innit? But
I think that's mad, innit? Like, why would you steal something you can afford?
He's
But he's like, oh, my friends were doing it, so I did it. Right.
I don't think he was ever the best anyway out of the three, but...
Yeah,
I think
but like, he was on track, do you know what I mean? Like, he was ready at UCLA, they were about to pull him out, and next thing you know, he got dropped from the school, that's what I mean, like, if you get dropped from the school, it makes it a bit harder for you, innit?
Yeah. UCLA is a good school as well for...
they pull people out there, like, left, right, center, yeah.
Came through there, Westbrook came through there.
Bears will come through
there. People come through UCLA.
UCLA, Duke. I don't even know the other powerhouses, but yeah, those are the two.
I know for like football, it's LSU. That's where Odell Beckham came from, and do you know Juice Landry, the guy that plays receiver as well.
I don't know. I don't really follow NFL.
Them two both came from, I think even in the same like what you call it,
draft
on the same program. Not I don't know about draft, but
okay,
they're in the same like years playing together. They both came from there. So
to be fair, I feel like America's system, if you mix America's system and the UK system together, I think that'd be like perfect, isn't it? Like, if you're good and you want to go to uni, you can make it that way, but also if you're not like academic,
we should get, good, like, we should get it going better, way. Like with the uni.
I don't really hear anyone doing that in the US.
Uni sport, if it was bigger, you'd get a lot of players that come in that were late developers.
Yeah.
Whereas in this country, unless you're like a star boy or like some kind of prodigy, by the time you're 16, you're out of the game.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, by the time you've made it to uni, they're probably not going to pick you out. However, there's probably sick people in there.
I was doing scouting for a year in it, they were telling me like most teams, academies by a certain age, they've got two players they know they want, and the rest of the boys around them, they're just there for.
So for instance, like, that person gets an injury, they're like, well, that's the second best.
They're just like props basically to help develop the two players they want. So it's shit for that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you can mix the Americans, where like, say for instance, that happens, and you go to uni, and then they're like, shit, that's really good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like if you're an American person, you're really good at 16, but then you tail off by the age of like 18.
Yeah,
but you've missed an opportunity, like you can develop them better in your own like half a minute. But
I'm trying to see. Bro, regardless, I've been searching for a while. He's a small guy.
We established that, innit?
I mean, like, I feel like it's more of a challenge, but if you really want it, you've got to do it.
There was a 5'9", look, what's his name? Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah, he was 5'9".
He's 5'9"?
Yeah, he was small. There's a few Isaiah Thomases. There's the one that was playing with Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
In his time, not with him, but in his time, there was one that was playing. He still plays?
Celtics. No, I don't think he still plays anymore.
But him, he was like 5'9", I think.
Yeah.
That's possible. Yeah. But
I think everything's possible.
And there was that Muggsby brother as well. That was like 5'3". Yeah.
The smallest ever. It's possible, but you got to be like exceptional, innit?
But being 5'3", like, he just obviously figured a way to overcome it. And, like, he probably decided, I'm not going to chuck it over this person's head because they stretch their arm and make it 7'2".
I don't even know what you can do at, like...
I suppose maybe...
I mean, he's in the league, man. He can do his thing, innit?
Point guards is like, I don't know. Maybe you just need to change position. Maybe he needs to be more of, like, a support person. And, like,
How do you?
He might be sick with the ball and like get through people. US to shoot over like a 7 foot man's head. It's not.
US sport is all about being tall though, really, isn't it? Or like being big.
Abnormally,
like.
But then like NFL, like you don't have to be muscular. You can literally be fat. Have you seen like blind?
Depending on the position, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like. So then, like we say fat, but like, I mean they're probably more athletic. Probably, than normal. Yeah, probably like, they probably could outrun bare people.
But they're still abnormally big. Yeah. Like, steroid, like it's mad, like the amount they must eat during the day.
To be fair, America's only good at their sport. Can't lie. Think about it.
But like, at their sport, most like, the time, no like, one comes near to it. Like,
that's what I'm saying because no one else plays their sport. Like how many places play basketball other than America? Like America's the power.
In Europe, it's big.
But like Australia, they play over there as well.
Yeah, but like
Spain.
So you see how like football went over the world and everyone could be good at it. Like the Americans are very like they're good at it. Like they, if you're gonna, you're not gonna get on
Americans. If Americans put the same focus they put in NFL and basketball into football, it's over for everyone.
The athletes over. That
you were saying that the other day as well.
Having that country, they'd smash everyone every destroy year, every us. Single year.
Ridiculous.
You say that, but then they do have their national teams that will go to like World Cups and stuff.
They don't put
same focus.
They don't have the same fans and maybe not the same money, but they've still got money. Like America's a big country.
In the US, it's. I want to talk about something else as well. A lot of soccer is private, so you got to pay to play it. Whereas basketball and like football,
it's like your popular sport.
You can do it at high school, I think, and like it's integrated from a young age. Same way as like in this country, you see like tennis. I saw someone talking about how like it's quite difficult to get into it if you're from like a certain background because you've got to pay for coaches, for lessons, for equipment. Whereas football, play at school.
But that's why football's like the biggest sport in the world because as long as you've got something you can kick, like
But I feel like in the US they make it more accessible to play like baseball, basketball, and football.
I will say the Americans play more of a variety sport, like the women's soccer team. Girls always play soccer, like loads of them do it. Most girls don't even play it, but.
I feel like
America's definitely more like sport.
I don't know if this is true, innit? But I feel like you see more female athletes over there than in this country. Like, good ones, anyway.
Yeah.
They take it more seriously. Like, women in the US,
I always see people say, like, they're definitely more athletic than, like, Europeans. But even though they're cheerleading, they take that seriously. Like, I suppose that is a sport. Like, that's pretty, like, pretty
it's
much
it's a
like,
sport now, innit?
I mean, I suppose, like, if you think gymnastics.
But they take
sport,
it, like, bare seriously. Like,
I mean, they flip and. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Fair, America able, like, on job on their sports.
Like, gymnastics and that, like, they're sick. Like, the best in the world. Like, it's mad.
I mean, them cheerleaders probably could outrun us, isn't it? Like, they got mad core strength. Because if you chuck me in the air and try and make me stand on 1 foot.
Yeah, I'm going down. In this country, I feel like a lot of people, like, men and women, don't really play sport the same way. Like, we don't really.
I think once you leave school, it comes to your Sunday league, isn't it? Like, unless you go into professional, it's like Sunday league.
It's not even that. Like, a lot of kids, like, just don't really take it. Like, because you see, in that country, like, even if you know you're probably not going to go pro, you can still get scholarships to uni. So I feel like you still play. Whereas here, it's like, by 16, if you're not, like, doing well.
And the main one here is football, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
Everyone's trying to do football.
In that country, I even heard, like, as an NFL kicker, literally, like, his job is kicker, you know, that role.
Yeah.
He came from Scotland when he was 15, 16, and he was like, I don't really know what I want to do.
Yeah.
I can do a bit of kicking for my high school football team.
Yeah.
Got offered a scholarship for kicking to a university from there.
I definitely think there's more chance for you in America, though.
This is why there's a motivation to pursue sport there more than here, because it's like, oh, maybe, rather than me taking out a student loan, I can get this paid for me to go, or subsided or whatever.
Yeah, I think that's how, like, the country set up, so, like, everything, if you don't have money, you're screwed.
Yeah. So you've got more motivation to carry on playing sport, to your ticket out of there, isn't it? Like, that's why it probably. But I think that's a better system, in my opinion, because I think
if you can mix it, like I said, because I think academies work. Like, if I'm not academic, like, for me to have to do something that's academic, like, I'm not good at academic. If I'm just good at kicking a ball, like.
But as I said, if you're going to be, like, the next. Like, the Ball brothers, I don't know about LaMelo Ball. I've seen a few videos of him. That guy is not clever.
Clever?
Yeah, but I'm saying, but he can't go through it. I don't think they're letting him through the uni system.
Nah, because he went to professional. Yeah, he went pro, but.
No, he's going to be drafted in the draft.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but he couldn't go.
From college. Yeah.
Do you not remember, I was watching his, the TV show, and they were, saying, because he wanted to go to uni. He was like, that's the route I want to do.
He did, yeah, he did.
But they were like, no.
His dad was like, no, there's no need for that, man. You're going to be the first draft regardless.
But I do think the dad, to be fair, he gives him loads of opportunities. But I think LaMelo, proper hated him for a bit when he was like, I can't go for uni. So now I've got to do, the really hard route of like going here, going.
Or his
going
dad
here.
Kind of, yeah.
He's really motivated, but then to be fair, he didn't know what he was doing. He was like, it's probably the best. Like, if I get both of my sons to go pro, they'll probably like, oh, he's ready pro, let me transfer teams in it. But
yeah,
but I think America's very like system orientated. Like, this is how we normally do it. You've like gone away from it.
So, yeah, but he's actually like probably not one of the first, but as of recent times, it's a big move for him to do it anyway, like to go to Australia and
yeah,
play
that's what
out
I'm saying,
there.
But like, he's had to work a lot harder than some of his peers that have probably just carried on going through school and got picked up.
You could say
he's
that,
now got to prove himself even more. Because you remember, like, they've...
It's an easier league, I think, personally. Where? Australia.
Probably.
Than the college league.
That's what I'm saying.
It's easier. So and, it's and he looks better.
Also, when you say someone's gone professional, yeah, like, I'm expecting to see some professional skills out of you. Like, if you've got, you're just out of high school or, like, college... I'm gonna be like, oh cool, we have to work on here, but you've gone professional now, that's your,
he's
that's
a
your
baller.
Selling point.
He's a baller though.
100%. I'm not having to like train you. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's had to prove himself a bit more, I think, than other people would. Yeah, he would have had to if he didn't. But America's mad, isn't it?
Nah, I don't, yeah, no, it's pretty stout, just
oh shit.
What the fuck? I personally prefer if it was me to go US, because I feel there's more opportunity.
Yeah.
I think it's only if you're from the US though, because I've heard Bear Man from the UK going over like football scholarships.
There's and one guy that he went from some, you know, Carolina Panthers, the NFL team. He went in their academy there, but UK one.
Yeah.
He went to NFL from there, so it's possible.
Yeah, but like, but I mean, like, just a lot of people here, because we were saying like football's like the main sport you want to get into. Yeah, so
yeah,
a lot of people like if they don't get, because like, here you already said like at 16, obviously going to uni here is not a thing, but they'll go to college in America.
Yeah.
But I've never really seen it materialize when they come back to then get into the sport. That makes sense. Like they normally have to stay in America and do coaching and shit. Or
yeah,
they come
true.
Here and do coaching.
But at least you get your, like, your education.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. I think if the UK built it a bit better, like, because those men to get drafted into America, like, obviously they don't have loads of male footballers, I don't think, anyways.
You've got to be good to do that. Like, I don't think that many people from this country in basketball ever would make it.
That's what I'm saying. But, like, but Americans will, like, pick people from other countries to come to their country because
yeah.
If they know they're not good at that sport, they're like, cool, cool. Because they always want to be the top at everything, do you know what I mean? Like, they don't care who they're, where they're from. But the UK would never bring like, oh, like, you know, our uni when they were doing like American football, they wouldn't bring people from America on scholarship to like,
that's
make it
true,
better.
That's true.
Like,
because yeah, the system
Americans like work differently.
Yeah.
They're like, cool, I can bring him over, pay for him, but he'll make me money by doing this. Do you know what I mean?
That'd be mad, you know, if they actually got people from other countries to come here and like play like high level.
I think they would make more money, but I don't think the UK like it's not set up like America. Americans will happily pay for it. They know the money will come back.
UK is a shithole, bro.
But then I suppose like if you're in the UK, are you going to pay for someone to come over here and you don't get the same TV coverage? Do you know what I mean? Like. They make money from their TV coverage, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, money.
You are
we
okay,
make,
just paying
we can make
for
money
them.
From that as well, but,
yeah, but like,
this country don't care about sport, like, that's annoying.
But then, to be fair, I've seen like Americans say like they prefer when they come over to Britain, like British people get behind sport. Like when they're watching it, like when you come professional, I think they were saying like stuff like athletics, people were like, oh, when we come to the UK, we get more support than when we're in America. From like the British fans, just because, to be fair, like I do think that's true though, because when you watch like sports on TV, British people do get bare passionate. Like,
football,
even the Olympics, like you don't even know what the hell you're watching, but you're like, rah, teams won,
yeah.
Like, that's my team. Like,
but football is mad, like,
yeah. But I think that's mad anywhere,
people,
in it, like,
the way people will support football,
that's just mad anyway, though.
Yeah.
Like,
it's crazy.
We say the UK is like mad, but I think I see some other countries, I'm thinking, fuck,
you're not in term, well, yeah, obviously,
like,
we're not the
yeah,
best,
you know
part.
I mean?
Like,
no, I mean, as in, like, just like supporting their teams, like, some of these countries go to extremes, you know, like,
yeah, places in South America are probably the worst, you know, it's like
yeah.
Brazil, Argentina, them, man, are
yeah, Brazilians, look, I think, yeah, I would say Brazilians like it more than we do.
Definitely, it's a really it's like
that's like it might as well be their sport. They love it that much.
They're
yeah.
The best. Well, they were the best. I don't know anymore, but they were the best back in the day. And obviously, fuck. The thing is,
we're gonna come to regain our crown soon. Don't worry.
I don't think so.
We will, man.
People are what do like you can't do this techie shit anymore. It doesn't work. Like you got it's the game has changed too much.
No, 100%. You're right, but yeah, man, it's coming home one time. Don't worry.
Like
in my lifetime, Brazil were going to win the World Cup again, 100%.
Have you seen Mason Greenwood being drafted again for inhaling, what's it called? Yeah, this guy.
At this point, yeah, his age, I don't care.
Life,
do you know what I mean? Like,
life's about to get peaked.
No, but he's a professional
years,
football player, bro. He needs
yeah,
to.
But
he needs
the
to
thing is,
up.
Yeah, he needs to just stop getting caught. That's what he
yeah,
needs
like,
to learn to how to control the shit, do you know what I mean? It's not
I'm
the fact
that we were saying before, someone's obviously snaking him, like, sending these things to the media.
So he needs to do like whatever Wayne Rooney's wife did and start figuring that shit out. Like,
oh, what it was?
He did it.
It was
yeah.
Miss, what's her name? Rebecca Vardy. Funny. That was funny.
She baited her out, innit? It was peak.
She deserved it. Did you watch what?
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what he needs to start doing. He needs to start figuring out who the Judas is in his career. To be fair, the other one was the girl. You knew it was the girl, wasn't it? Like, but which one of your friends has snaked you? That's what I'm saying. But who snaked you out for the NOS now?
She probably did it. Oh,
that's what I'm saying. Like, you know who's done that one? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
100%.
You need to pattern your circle in it. Like.
Nah, that's the thing about being a pro.
The thing is, you think they're not all doing random shit that they probably shouldn't be doing. Like,
what?
You just don't get caught in it. Like,
I know
he's not doing anything that other people his age, like his friends, aren't doing. I mean, like, it's hard for him to be like, I'm a professional. Then you're at your friend's party, and that's what's happening. And they're like, bro, I can't do it because I'm professional. Like,
I do hear that. You see, wait, I was talking to you on the way here. Yeah. Look at this way. How? You see, wait one sec. With you see H's girl.
Yeah.
Oh, is that when she's just like saying she's black? That thing.
Bro, surely you cannot be claiming that.
She's not black, though.
You can't claim that, surely. I don't know, obviously. I'm not fair, I'm saying,
she was like, she could be mixed. Like, her mum might be like, mixed race. And then I can't really see him, but like, someone's like, oh, what's your race? And she's like, black. That's what English black, yeah. Yeah, that's what I saw, yeah. But she doesn't understand the difference between race and ethnicity, do you know what I mean? Because you can be Jamaican and white. Like,
yeah,
white
yeah.
But your race isn't, he wouldn't be like, I'm black.
Your race is white. Your ethnicity is Jamaican. Yeah. Fair enough.
But I think, I don't know.
But you are not.
I mean, I look at her and
black, because I am not blind.
I don't look at her and say, I wouldn't have thought she was black. But then who am I to tell her who her parents is? But she covered her face or something. So at least show me the hands.
Is she saying she's actually?
Yeah, she put on. You on it?
I saw it yesterday.
People say I'm claiming to be black or that my parents are both white, but I feel like they probably are.
Is that what she said?
The thing is, I can't tell you who your parents are.
But I think...
I suppose you can argue black comes in all shades, innit? Like,
true, exactly. Like, you can't really
I know there's people that are mixed race that, like I said to you, not even my cousin, but like, look white, they pass as white, they just generally look white.
Yeah, bro, she's flipping, dripping in fake tan, fam.
I don't know, like, I feel a bit...
But then she posted a picture of her parents and covered their face. Like, that was your proof to say you were black, but then you cover their face. What can I see? Like, what am I looking at?
Just looks like another GY.
Show me what am I looking at. You can't use that as your excuse.
My mum looks like Mary and Bob. Do you know what I mean? Any other Mary and Bob.
You know exactly. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
I can't even see 1 ounce of skin on the dad. Look at that. I'm meant to now know that he's black. That's what I'm saying. Like,
I don't know. I'm not here
would,
to like...
To be fair, I would say she may be like... She could be like Eastern European. She could be like Albanian or something. Or like Greek or something. If she said Albanian, that, or Italian, I'd be like, fair.
It's not black though, is it?
But I look at her mum, but...
You know when like, people say like, I'll send you like, put Turkish flags in their bios, isn't it? Like, as if they're not white anyway. Like, Turkish people are white too.
Yeah, I suppose.
So it's like white.
Well, I suppose, I don't know. They're Arab, they're meant to be Arab, aren't they?
It's like, doesn't Arabs, mean you're not
like, Arab people won't put like, yeah, but
Turkey
if someone,
is
like,
not even a part of a continent.
It's meant to be like Middle East, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's meant to be Middle East, Europe. It's right? Not in a continent, it doesn't belong to Europe, it doesn't belong to Asia.
So it wants to be in the EU, doesn't it? I'll put you in the Middle East.
I think half of it, because they can qualify for the Euros, isn't it? Like the European champion, whatever.
Can they?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. What am I saying?
I suppose then, like, Russia's like, you could argue Russia's not really in Europe either. Like, half it's in Asia, half is in Europe. It spans across a lot bigger.
That place is big.
But yeah, I think if you Google it, it says like Middle East for Turkey. But within the Middle East, and people are like, nah, it's not.
They probably don't want to claim either, right? They probably just like.
They're just in the middle, like, trying to claim everything.
They just float.
Nah, what was I gonna say? But nah, I don't know what she is, but
I'm not gonna be the one to be like, oh, she's not something, because she could like. Her mum might be like mixed race, but really light, and her dad. So, the thing is, you can't see
if you're
1 ounce of skin on
Jamaican,
her dad.
You cannot chat to her about that. Like, that's a bit mad.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say she's not Jamaican.
Not Jamaican, no, like,
also, when she's come on a national, like a big platform like that.
If you've lived your whole, not lived your, if your parents have both lived their whole lives there, and your heritage is there, you can't tell someone they're not Jamaican. That's ridiculous.
That's like saying someone that's white and born and raised in Jamaica, and a black person, like, you're not Jamaican, but they're born and raised in the UK.
Probably more Jamaican than you technically. Yeah. Nationality wise.
Yeah.
If you spend your whole life there,
there's a difference between claiming you're a certain race, like I'm black. But then I suppose, like, say for instance, like one of her parents is like mixed race, and the other one's white. And she identifies more black, but I can't really then be like.
Yeah, no one can chat to you, and that's why I say all the time, someone's gonna chat regardless. Of, you know what you were saying earlier, like whatever you're doing, someone's always gonna have an opinion about what. Like, you might
personally, me, I'd probably post a baby picture of myself, innit, with like a proper black feature that you'd be like, oh right, maybe she is, maybe she's like straighten the hair or something. But
I looks like
to post a picture of your dad and cover his face, it's the only thing that we can see in skin. So all I see is now his build. Like, he could be a fat white man, fat black man. Like, what am I meant to see here?
It's a bit of a joke. I don't really get.
And I can see her mum's skin. Her mum's skin is looking pale to me, innit? And then I can see a bit of mum's hair that looks white, innit? But I'm not going to question, like, yeah, if she wants to claim it, she claims it.
That's her life.
She could be like Rachel Dozel, innit? Like,
who?
Do you not remember Rachel Dozel? It was a woman that was like head of NAACP. But she told everyone she was black and they all believed it. And then it turned out she was white. Like, blonde haired white girl that just put braids in her hair and like start doing hairstyles like making afro.
People are actually
mad for you there, like.
The bravery to do that.
And to go to such a big platform like NAACP. How long? Black.
Well, she was
so
like,
she said she was black, but like albino. Is that what she's saying?
No, she was white, like.
And, but she's going around saying,
wait,
she's
I'll find it. You know when you see the picture of her, you're like,
but how did these people not even like?
This is what I was saying. I was like, part of me was like, more for the Americans, like, why would you not have questioned?
Them ones are like racially ambiguous, you know, they can get away with being a few different things.
Like, so, but when I saw her, I was like, I suppose you can get mixed race people that look a bit like that, yeah.
Yeah, you know what, like.
But like, she was chucking the braids and they were like, rah, yeah, she's black, and then put it to like the head of the NAACP.
Fair enough, man, she's worked for that still.
Yeah,
she's like, worked for that.
Her hairline's mad. That's a mad hairline right
you
there.
You know what, it is fake tan, yeah. It does a madness for people.
I don't think she was really fake tanning hard though.
No,
she did the hairstyles, and, but then the thing she was doing for black people, she was supporting them. I get why they're mad. They're like, but you're ripping off black people.
Why? But then not, she was. Why not just say you're white, but you want to help black people? Right. Do you know what I mean?
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, but then I suppose she might say, "Oh, I wouldn't got the opportunity to be the head of the."
What's that like clever white woman called? The one that like teaches white people about.
I know you're talking about. She's got like short hair.
Jane Elliott. She could just do that.
Yeah.
And people would listen to her.
Yeah. Well, she could have, but.
Why have you got to do this whole thing about
darkening skin?
No, do you know what it is? Yeah, if she's like just said she was white, people would have probably listened to her more because now it's a white person saying,
yeah,
she, "Oh, like
on black the grand people scheme of it, this like, and that." Do you know what I'm saying?
Than her. Exactly. So maybe she would have had more of a voice.
I think she did have like black kids and stuff, and like, well, she had like a black husband. She was like tricking everybody, didn't I? I think the kids thought she was black. They must have had a shot when the grandparents came around. Like, how does this make sense?
Like, that's hilarious.
Talk. Yeah, apparently she just hated her white side, didn't it? And then she
both her sides are white. How she?
Yeah, that's what I said. She hated her white side. She hated her side.
So what other side does she have to
that's
love?
That's big or up. But anyway,
she made up in
it. Out of time this week. If you listened this far, thank you for listening. That's been the On Record podcast.
Yeah, love and respect.
In a bit.